Hello.
Hello, Mr. Wazielewski.
Wazielewski, what's up?
Hi, this is Derek from Dead Pics Live. On the phone with you're on the line with Burr.
What's up, man?
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Finally got you on. I'm happy.
Yeah, man. Sorry I missed you the other time. Yeah, it wasn't confirmed on our end, so we didn't know for sure. And then by the time we checked again, we're like, oh, wait a minute. It's already past the actual show.
I put full blame on the general manager of all games, Tiger Claw. It is his fault. You are
I'm just happy that you guys have us on here and you're rescheduling everything, so we're good to go on our end.
Cool. Thanks a lot. You are the vice president of Origin PC. Tell everybody about Origin PC.
Are we alive on the air now?
Yeah, as soon as you picked up, we're gone.
So I'm actually the CEO and one of the owners of Origin PC. I was formerly, you probably have vice president because I was formerly the vice president of Alienware. I was over there for over 10 years. So myself and two other senior executives over at Alienware decided to leave once Dell acquired Alienware. It's a whole other story in itself. So
Why did you decide to leave? You're like, screw this Dell. Michael Dell, you're a punk. I'm out of here.
Basically, that's a good way to sum it up. We stuck around for 2 years. We were told that nothing was going to change, and literally everything changed. But, you know, the manufacturing, everybody in manufacturing was laid off. Manufacturing was moved to Mexico and China. The brands were meant to be separate, but then they were not separate. The Alienware brand was on the Dell website. The Alienware website became part of the Dell website. So really the product changed, the philosophy changed, the support changed, the support moved to the Dell support. It really just became a Dell product with an Alienware badge on it. So we decided we did not want to work for Dell. We didn't want to create Dell PCs. We wanted to go back to building high-performance PCs for gamers, for people who really have a passion for it like us. So that's why we came up with the name Origin. We're going back to the origin of gaming PCs. And, you know, we saw the business opportunity. We also saw that we just wanted the opportunity of our own to do that because that's what was our passion. So we kicked off Origin PC 2 years ago, and we've been growing ever since and kicking ass, and it's been great.
Now, what's the appeal for someone who's like, I'm sure most of our chatters are people listening. We also have a live chat room going right now where people are sending questions and stuff. But most of them, and I'm guessing people listening, have built their own PCs. They know how to build their own PCs. What's mm-hmm. to stop them from just going to Newegg, and why would they go to you guys instead?
First of all, if you have the time, the knowledge, the experience, you know, to build your own PC, then that's a great option. You know, we never want to tell people that building your own PC is not a good idea. That's a great idea. If you have the experience, expertise, and the time to do it, then that's great. If you're looking for a company to build it, we're the best company to do it. Why are we the best? Because we have the experience. We've been doing it for over 12 years. We have the awards. Look on PCWorld.com, CNET.com, are consistently rated as one of the fastest, if not the fastest PC they've ever seen. We overclock to the highest overclocking gigahertz while being 100% stable. We back everything up with our warranty and our lifetime tech support. So basically, you know, you call us up, we build the PC that you want us to build because we do everything custom, including the case, and then you don't have to worry about it. You give us a call, we build it, we put our work and our expertise into it, and then we're going to support it. If you ever have an issue, you call us up and we'll fix your issues as well.
So you're saying, like, you guys, you overclock it there. Now, is it doesn't overclocking does it like kill the lifespan of it, or do you guys do it in a special way where it doesn't hurt the how long a processor can last?
So yeah, that's a really good question, because if you don't overclock correctly and if you don't cool the processor correctly, you are going to take away from the lifespan of that processor. You're going to put too much heat on it, and it's eventually going to wear it down and it's no longer going to work. However, if you overclock correctly and if you cool it correctly where the temperatures do not get high, then there's no change in the longevity of the processor whatsoever. So we spend a lot of time making sure that that these processors are not going to get too hot. So we run all sorts of tests to stress them out. We monitor the temperatures. And what ends up happening is we actually ship it out at a lower temperature than if it wasn't overclocked. So it's not even running hotter. It's running cooler than normal. And we guarantee it anyways. If something does fail, you give us a call and we'll replace it.
Now, So what kind of cooling do you guys use? Is it all water cooled? Is it air cooled, like super fans and stuff in there? How do you guys do? Or is it a mixture of both?
It's a mixture of both, or one or the other. So it's basically what the customer wants. I can tell you what most people choose is they do choose liquid cooling. We have two different versions of liquid cooling. We have the Origin Frostbite liquid cooling, which is a sealed system with our brand on it. And it's maintenance-free, so it's airtight, sealed from the factory. The liquid never evaporates, and you never have to maintain the system whatsoever. There's also our custom liquid cooling. And now in our custom liquid cooling, we're actually going to create a loop of radiators and tubes and fittings depending on what your configuration is. So depending if you want a high overclock in your CPU or if you want like a moderate overclock in your CPU, if you want one video card, if you want three video cards, that's all going to determine what the loop looks like. And that liquid is will eventually, over time, you know, we're talking about 12 months, it'll evaporate a little bit. So you have to put a little bit of liquid in. About once a year, you just pour a little bit more liquid in. And that's the only maintenance you have to do to that system. The difference is, of course, in the custom system, it dissipates more heat. So there's a little bit of maintenance required. It is a more expensive option, but you're going to get a higher overclock.
That's kind of badass that every once in a while you have to, when you're like playing a video game, you say, hold on. Excuse me while I refill my PC with antifreeze.
Hold on for a second while I top off my liquid.
What kind of liquid do you put in there? Is it something that you guys sell or put together, or is it you just add water?
It's not just water. It's actually a special liquid, sort of like radiator fluid. We actually work with a company called Ice Dragon. So mm-hmm. Ice Dragon makes some really awesome liquid, and hopefully I get the numbers right, but I believe their liquid is actually performs 8% better than other liquid that we've used. So we also use other name brand liquid, but we found Ice Dragon is the best, and that's what we put in there. The customer can actually choose the color of the liquid, the color of the tubes, the color of the lighting in the system. So, you know, the choices just are endless.
Huh. And do you tweak the voltage on the processors, or is it everything stock? Okay.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm not an overclocking expert per se myself, so I couldn't tell you exactly how it's done, but I do know that we're going into the BIOS and we're tweaking all sorts of settings, including the voltage.
All right.
Now, we have a question from chat. I'm not sure if I completely understand it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It says from Satabria in chat. He wants to know, how does Origin handle inventory management since electronic hardware seem to have a short manufacturing to shelf life?
So that's a really good question. Our model is built to order. So our inventory is all just-in-time inventory. So what that means is if you come to our website and you order a PC, we're not going to ship it out tomorrow because it's a custom build. So you order a PC from us, then we're going to go out and source your parts, build your system, run it through all sorts of burning and testing, run it through quality assurance, and then ship it out to you.
Now, what's the price range? I looked on the site and it was down to $1,000, which is I can buy that tomorrow. But then I was reading one of the reviews and it said the one of the rigs cost $14,000. So between $1,000 and $14,000, that's a big jump.
Yep.
Is that the full customized?
Yeah. What's a $14,000 PC get me?
So basically. You know, we're a custom build to order, so it starts out on our website around $1,000. But if you max it out with four video cards, with dual Xeon liquid cooled processors, and with five SSDs, you know, you can quickly jump that price up to easily over $10,000. So that $14,000 PC that we did, that was actually for a competition. CPU Magazine called us up and told us they want us to enter their annual Dream Machine contest. And they said, basically, price tag is not an issue. Build us the ultimate PC. So we went out and we built what we thought was the ultimate PC. Ended up costing around $15,000. It had dual Xeons overclocked. It had four video cards, liquid-cooled motherboard, liquid-cooled everything, multiple SSDs. And it also had a liquid-cooled Xbox all in one system. So needless to say, we did win the competition. We swept like 10 out of 13 of the benchmarks. And this year we entered the competition again with a cheaper system, and we won again, so we're back-to-back champions.
Nice. Now, one of our hosts, Luz Lee, she could not be here because she is out getting a surgery right now. But she left some questions. I'm going to ask one of her questions right now. How does Origin stay on a cutting edge when choosing equipment? Because every couple of weeks, a new card from NVIDIA or ATI comes out. How do you guys know that? How does somebody know that when they buy it, it's not going to be obsolete next week?
Well, I mean, that's part of the reason why you come to us, because we do all the homework for you. So it is actually a lot of work to constantly stay on top of all of the different components. And we're direct with everybody, so we're direct with ASUS, with EVGA, with PNY, with AMD, with Intel, Corsair, Kingston, et cetera, So we talk to all of these guys and all these companies, so we actually know what's coming out before it comes out. So we know ahead of time that, oh, this new graphics card or whatnot is going to come out. We get it before it comes out. We test it before it comes out. And then the day it launches, we already have our web assets ready, our website's ready. We launch it. We're ready to start selling it on day one.
The chat room is going crazy because Hecht and Chad was like, did he say liquid cooled Xbox? And then people are going.
That's correct. Tell
us a little bit about the liquid cooled. I'm pretty sure it's Xbox 360. It's not an original Xbox, although that would be kind of cool.
Does it still rendering?
It is the Xbox 360, and this was part of that competition. So we decided the ultimate gaming machine would be to put a PC and an Xbox together. So we built a liquid cooled PC on one side, and then the other side we took apart an Xbox, created a custom water block for it, and used basically PC liquid cooling parts to liquid cool an Xbox, because essentially you open it up and it's like a computer inside of it. So we took it apart, put it inside of a PC case, and it's on our website. It's called the Big O.
Now,
did you guys consider a PS3 in there too? Or?
We've definitely considered a PS3. We've had a few requests for it. We attempted to actually have some custom liquid blocks built for it. However, those are still in the works. It's not as easy as you would think it would be, but it's still something that we're working on.
Please, I have a PS3. Everybody has a PS3. And that sucker, you cannot cool that. No joke, my brother actually lives in San Jose. He was actually using the PS3 to heat his house at one point. You turn the sucker on, it gets hot. Hecht wants to know.
It doesn't fail, though, so I'll give it credit. It gets hot, but it doesn't fail.
That's true. Hecht wants to know, will you make custom 360s as well? Are you going to be... Will people be able to buy a custom 360 from you?
No, we don't really go that route. There are some companies out there that we're aware of that will kind of mod a 360 and use just the 360. So we don't do that, but there are definitely companies out there that will do that for you.
Now, you guys have laptops and you also have desktops, but right now the big push is toward tablets. Any chance that there's going to be an Origin tablet?
Well, I can't say too much of future projects. It's definitely something we're considering.
That's a yes.
Yeah, we do have a line of gaming laptops and desktops. Tablets, it's a little bit trickier because you're working with a very confined amount of space that you can really customize and work with. If we're going to come up with an Origin PC product, it has to be something that's going to have unique features and going to be high performance. We're not just going to take an off-the-shelf tablet and stuff our name on it and say, oh, this is the Origin tablet. It's just like every other tablet with our name on it. We won't do that. So once we can work with the right partner and come out with something that has some unique features and it's really high performance and better than other products and can be overclocked, then we'll consider it.
I have an idea. You take a 50-inch LG screen, you make it put a touchscreen on it somehow, call that the Origin tablet. 50-inch Origin tablet.
ASUS has some really nice all-in-one touchscreen PCs, so yeah, we'll take that thing, turn it on its side, and overclock it and make it into a tablet.
There you go.
Just a really big tablet.
Yeah.
What about phones? There's a question here about phones. No, any chance? Phones are kind of going out, but is there any chance of that, or do people get requests?
It's not something we're really considering. I mean, there's so much competition out there. There's so many great cell phones out there. For us to really develop something from scratch, from the ground up, it would just be such an investment and such a different direction to take our company. We still want to focus on PCs, desktops, and laptops. We have some exciting things that we're going to be announcing this year at CES. We're going to be doing some different things going on with both our desktops and laptops. So we have our hands full with just innovating and coming up with as many things as we can on that side. So tablets and cell phones are really just, they're on our minds, but they're not really in the near future.
What's one of the things you're going to be announcing at CES? Just one.
Well, I can't tell you what exactly what we're announcing, but I can tell you one project will be on a desktop and one will be on a laptop. So we're going to have a new product on both those fields.
I see your smallest laptop is 15 inches. Have you been thinking of anything smaller than that, like netbook sized? Or?
We're definitely looking at smaller than 15 because 15 is great and it's nice. It's a good kind of sweet spot because you get really good performance and you can still travel with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we are looking at smaller than that, and we will have that sometime next year.
A question from chat. Well, not a question, actually. It's a comment from chat. Tire Claw says, that thing, they're talking about the Big O. People love that Big O. They're talking about the Big O. And it says, that thing must sound like a jet engine with all those fans. Like, how do you guys, a lot of these things have a lot of fans in there. How do you control the sound in those?
So we use, of course, high-end fans. So even our fans are like $18 per fan because we use some really high-performance high-end fans that are made completely out of rubber, so there's no rattling or anything. The only thing you'll actually hear is just the air moving. So, yeah, you will definitely hear some air movement, but it's not as loud as you would think. And we also ship with fan controllers. So if the PC is just in idle and you're on Facebook or you're listening to your guys' show, you could just have it, you turn your fans down. They don't have to be cranking. And when you crank up Skyrim, you're going to want your fans full blast. And at that point, you're not going to hear the fans anyways because you're going to be listening to the game either on speakers or headphones.
I love it. I know my computer is doing something wrong when I'm just sitting here and all of a sudden I hear the fans like just like spooling up. Like, oh, something's running that's not supposed to be running. Oh, I turn stuff off.
Did it just kick in for no reason?
Yeah.
Like, not playing the game?
I don't think I might have a virus. Hecht wants to know, can the laptops you ordered to have liquid cooling thing too, or what kind of liquid cooling system is used for laptops?
There's no liquid cooling on laptops yet. It's another one of those future projects we are working on. However, we do overclock our laptops. And the way we do that is we have some really powerful, heavy, big heat sinks on them. So on our EN17S 17-inch laptop, we can't overclock. And on the 15-inch, there's not enough going on inside. There's not enough space and everything to cool it down, so we don't overclock to 15-inch. But the 17-inch model, we can actually overclock it over like 4.5 gigahertz. You get just basically an insane amount of performance in a laptop.
Wow, 4.5 gigahertz? That's pretty...
Yeah, that's crazy. And then you have a 580M graphics card, and our other laptop does two graphics cards. You can do two 580Ms, and it's a lie, and you can do three hard drives, and a desktop processor.
Yeah.
Why would you need to carry that
around? What's the battery life on these things?
12 minutes.
Yeah, they're not designed for the best battery life. They're performance first. So they're really designed kind of to be mobile and that you can pick it up and take it with you. But then when you're actually going to do some serious gaming, you're going to want to plug it in. Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, these are all, of course, gaming laptops. But I mean, like not just laptops, but gaming computers. There seems to be a push. I don't know if it's going to be successful or not. We just actually finished talking about on live where a lot of the power is taken away from the desktop and put on servers off in Nevada or whatever. Are you guys worried, like, if that takes over, that the gaming PCs will kind of go the way of the dodo, or do you think that's not going to take off?
We think it'll be successful, but we don't think it's going to take over. There's still going to be people that are going to want their own high-end PC for a variety of tasks, whether they're photo editing, video editing, downloading music, downloading videos, playing games, and doing all these things at once. The OnLive is out there, and we think it's going to be successful, but we don't think that by any means it's going to kill PC gaming. It's sort of like every time a new console comes out, the same thing happens. Oh, this new console came out, it's going to kill PC gaming because everybody's going to go to consoles. And at the end of the day, there's enough room out there for consoles, OnLive, PCs, tablets. There's just gaming. There's so much going on in gaming that all these things can still exist together.
Has there ever been a game that came out where you guys were just like, threw your hands up and was like, look, we can't get sucker to run at 60 frames. It's just not going to happen. when Crysis 2 or Battlefield 3 or something, has there ever been a game where even Origin just was taken to its knees?
Games aren't what they used to be. Like when Crysis 1 came out, that was a game that really kind of crippled hardware and brought everybody to their knees no matter what they were. The games nowadays, they don't really, and it's unfortunate, they don't really tax the systems as much as they used to because the developers, they're smart about it. They want to make it for more PCs and make as much money as they can and get as many people buying the game and playing the game as possible.
Wimps, I call them. I call them wimps.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all the
but
console
actually,
points.
You know, a good game that will tax your system is Metro 2033. If you crank that thing up, it'll take a lot of video memory, and that'll tax your system.
Another question from chat. They say they do custom cases. Is it custom so everything fits in there well, or can you get it customized in how it looks on the outside? Like, can I get some spoilers put in a case, like a car or something, spinners? How far do you guys go with customization?
We go as far as you want. So we work with all the case manufacturers out there, Silverstone, Corsair, Leon Lee, Thermaltake. Well, we can get one of those PCs off the shelf for you. Or we actually have a laser machine here and access to buy acrylic. So we can custom build, you know, laser cut you a case out of acrylic, and it can look whatever you want it to look like.
Hmm. Wow, how much does an acrylic laser cut case cost?
It depends. We actually haven't got any like super crazy requests where we, you know, had to like scratch our heads and make a 3D model and you know, really spend a huge amount of time on it. Probably the most expensive case we've ever done, just the case, was about $600.
Wow. Well, actually, you know what? That's not too. I mean, I'm not saying that's not expensive, but I mean,
a case it is. But
well, I spent like $150 on a case before, so
it could easily get much crazier than that if somebody wanted us to 3D model. Because in order to laser cut something like a unique shape, then we would have to first 3D model it. So that would be a cost in itself, just to 3D model it, then put it into the program, and then cut it. So it could easily get over $600 if somebody wanted to come up with some crazy shape that has never been done before.
If they just gave you the model themselves, will you do that too, or do you have to design it yourself?
No, we definitely work with people if they, you know, that works for a variety of different ways. So it's not just cases. So if somebody already has a 3D model and they want us to cut it, they can give us the model. If they already have a operating system, they can give us the operating system. If they already have a hard drive, if they already have one graphics card, they can ship us their graphics card and we'll put in a second graphics card. So we work with each individual customer to build the PC that fits them the best. Hmm.
Do you guys do, like, I've seen those mods out there that basically put the system in something that looks like an aquarium and then fill it with mineral oil?
How crazy.
No, we haven't got that unique of request yet. And we do work with professional modders that are a few of the professional modders out there. So in some of those scenarios where somebody just wants something completely unique like that, we'll kind of, you know, go to one of our modding friends and say, hey, this is a project for you, because this is literally a project that will take, you know, 6 months to build. So things like that, we do work with professional modders and we send customers that way.
You guys are like the Orange County Choppers of computers, of gaming PCs.
Exactly. That's a great way. That's a great comparison, and we've heard that one many times. We've also heard that we're like the Lamborghini or Bugatti of PCs because we're the super high end.
All right. Tire Claw in chat wants to know: is Origin building PCs based on the new Intel Socket 2011 architecture with up to 6-core CPUs?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We were launch partners, so the day that Intel launched it, we had already launched it, and it's the X79 platform is the official marketing name. So we already have those systems built and being shipped out, and we have a review coming out on CNET.com the end of this week.
Now, does CNET have to like front you guys like $5,000 before you send them? Because I can picture the guys at CNET saying, you know what, I need a new computer for my daughter. Let's call Origin and say we're going to review a Big O, have it ship over.
No, these guys are very, very reputable. You know, we send them a PC in good faith, knowing that they're going to send it back. So we send it to them, they review it, it takes them a few weeks, and then they send it back to us. Sometimes it takes them a little bit longer than a few weeks.
That's when you know it's going to be a good review.
That's kind of painful for us to kind of, you know, we're like, come on, we need the PC back. You know, it's always in the case where they do send it back.
Now, you guys have a lot of, not a lot of competitors, because you're like at your level, there aren't a lot of competitors, but you do have competitors like Falcon and Main Gear and even Alienware. Like, how do you, what makes you somebody choose you over them? Because at that level is almost like, it's almost just like name, you know, like if I'm paying $5,000 for a computer, I know I'm going to get the best in it. So I just want to make sure I have a good name behind it. Like, how do you guys stack up to your competitors?
Yeah, there's other options out there, and, you know, we honestly feel that we're the best because we have not only, you know, the experience, we've been, like I said, we've been doing it for over 12 years, We have the reviews to back it up. So we have benchmark-breaking reviews from Maximum PC, Editor's Choice Awards, CNET, PC Mag, Computer Shopper, PC World, etc. And we have the best customer service and technical support. Anybody who asks us that question, we say, go out, don't take our word for it. Go check out our reseller rating. Go check out our TrustLink reviews. Check out the reviews on CNET. And then just give us a call, chat us up, post on our Facebook page. Do that with us. Do that with other companies and kind of see, what you think is the best. And most of the time people come back to us and say, you guys provided great service. Even though I'm not a customer yet, you responded to me quickly. I read your reviews. You had great reviews. So, most of the time people go with us when they shop around.
What about upgrades? You say you do support, but somebody doesn't want to open up their system with all the liquid cooling and stuff, but they want to swap out video cards or something like that. Can they send it back to you guys and have you do it?
Yeah. We have a really good policy for supporting our customers down the road because we know that PCs are always evolving and new hardware is always coming out. So we want people to keep our PCs for a long time and keep upgrading them. So we build them, with name brand components so that they're designed from the get-go that you can easily just buy something from Newegg or Amazon and upgrade it yourself. It doesn't void the warranty if customers want to open it up themselves. And if they want to send it back to us, they can just ship us back the unit and then and ship us the parts, or they can buy the parts from us. And then whatever labor that we do here is free. So for lifetime, we do lifetime free support and lifetime free labor on upgrades.
Nice.
I'm reading this. It says that when you guys ship out a PC, it comes in a wooden pallet?
On a wooden crate.
That, no.
So our PCs, our desktops are, they're pretty heavy. You put that liquid in there, the liquid cooling, those liquid cooling blocks. We used to ship it just in a normal cardboard box with a lot of foam padding and everything. And every once in a while, the shipper, I'm not going to mention any names, the shipping companies would not do a good job, and they would drop the PC or they would drag it to the snow, and something would happen where it wouldn't get to the customer. And, at the end of the day, we'd have an upsized customer. We'd have to build them a brand new PC. That's just not the experience we want anybody to get. So we decided we want to go ahead and take the extra cost and revamp our packaging and make sure that it gets to every customer completely intact. So we came up with the Origin PC wooden crate armor, and it's the same packaging that we used to use, which is the 1-inch thick foam padding, then putting that inside a cardboard box, and then we take that whole package and put that inside of a wooden crate. So that way, if it's dropped, if it's slammed, it's still going to get to the customer in one piece. We've had wooden crates arrive to customers with big holes in them, with big dents in them, where, we don't know what goes on with these things sometimes. It looks like they rammed it with, a forklift or something. But whatever it is, we're prepared for it. And, if they drag it through the snow, it's still going to be fine.
Call of Duty 3 or Battlefield 3, which one do you like better?
Oh, Battlefield 3, no question.
Really? Now,
yep.
Just because it looks better on the Origin, or are you like?
I'm an old school Battlefield fan, and when you go to a 64 player battle and you have vehicles and that whole experience, and then you say, all right, let me play some Call of Duty, and you're back to just kind of like, no vehicles and just killing, shooting each other. It seems kind of like you're going backwards. It seems like it's more of a bigger battle. You have more people, you have vehicles and deathmatching going on at the same time and capturing points. They're both good games. I'm not going to say Modern Warfare is a bad game, but if you give me the one or the other, Battlefield 3 is my number one.
I wish they would bring back the commander role from Battlefield 2, but they took that out. Man, it makes me, I like being able to just tell people what to do and see little stuff light up on a map. Now, the I started thinking about Battlefield. I've lost track of my next question. I apologize.
What about older PC platforms before, like the IBM PC? Did you play on Amiga or Atari ST or any of those?
Oh man, I played on everything. My parents used to have an Atari 2600, and I think that's where I started probably. And then our first PC, I have no idea what the specs were, but we had an old-school PC that I think they picked up at, Radio Shack or something. And I remember having to run DOS games on there, and you know, running Sopwith, which is like a little playing game and things like that. And then eventually getting the Police Quest and Heroes Quest and those games. And yeah, I've been gaming for a long time, and it's great just the way that PC games have evolved and how much more there is to do in each game and how much longer it takes to play each one. And the graphics are just, it's incredible.
Do you think the graphics are gonna keep expanding? Because it seemed like for a couple of years there, things kind of slowed down and stopped. And now with Battlefield, especially with Battlefield 3, they've started ramping up the graphics again. How much farther do you think they're gonna go? Or do you think it's gonna slow down again to let people catch up?
No, I don't think it's gonna slow down. I mean, I don't think they've reached the ceiling by any point whatsoever. I mean, once it looks like an HD movie, then I guess you could say we hit the ceiling. But I mean, there are points at some points where you're playing Battlefield and it does look like an HD movie. But it's still at the end of the day, you can still tell it's a video game, and it's still not as lifelike as possible. So yeah, there's still plenty of room to improve there.
Now, as far as the hardware and the system, everything there's just some things that everybody knows you need to upgrade. Like you need to upgrade your video card, you need to upgrade your memory. What do people like usually overlook when they're either building their own PC or ordering a PC where they kind of cheap out on where they shouldn't cheap out on? Is it like a network card or sound card or something like that? Or what do people usually overlook?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let me kind of think that out as I answer it. I mean, the graphics card, if you're building a gaming PC, graphics would be your number one. CPU would be number two. You know, and then memory is not really that much of a necessity. So RAM, you know, you can get away with 6 gigs, 8 gigs, and you're fine with that. Hard drive, you have your choice of SSD or a regular hard drive. And, you know, SSD is a great option. It definitely increases your load times or decreases your load times. However, you know, the price just is a lot more expensive. So, and then sound card, I mean, onboard sound is so good on all these motherboards now that, you know, you really don't even need to get a sound card. It's a great option, but you don't need it. So, you know, the one thing that I would probably say that people overlook, which I just overlooked as I was going through all that, is power supply and motherboard.
Yeah, I was going to say power supply. Those die all the time.
Yeah, your power supply, you don't want to skimp on the quality, the name brand for power supply. You want to get a good name brand. And the second thing you want to do is you want to give enough power so that down the road you can slap in another video card. Because the worst case scenario, this happens to people all the time, is you decide, you know what, I've got the money, I'm going to buy this new video card, I can't wait to get it, I'm going to get the latest graphics card, Battlefield 3 is going to look awesome on my PC. You go get the graphics card, you try to slap it in, and you don't have enough power. Your power supply is not strong enough. So then to upgrade your power supply is another expense, and it's a nightmare to rewire that whole thing. Mm-hmm. So from the get-go, you just want to get the best power supply that you can. You know, if you're getting one graphics card now and you know in the future you're going to add a second one, even if it's 2 or 3 years down the road, go ahead and get that power supply now so you're ready for that. When the time comes, you can just get that card, slap it in, and you're good to go.
Which is the best card out right now? Which is the best video card?
Definitely NVIDIA. It's a toss-up between the 590 and the 580. Because if you just want to get one card, the 590 is best because it has dual GPUs. But if you're going to get 2 or 3 cards, then you get 580, 3 gig. So the best scenario would be 2 or 3 580, 3 gig cards, which is just an insane amount of performance, and it's a high cost. If you're going to get just one card, the 560 Ti is an awesome single card. It's probably the better value, the best value if you're on a budget. So I would go with either one 560 Ti or one 580, and then down the road, put in another one when you can.
I bet you guys have a lot of people just go. Can you tell if people just go to your website and just build dream computers and then X out and then come back later that day and build another dream computer? Because that's what I spent like a half hour just building. Oh, if I only had $4,000, let me see. Let me try.
Forget that all the time. Yeah, people come to our site and they just shop. I mean, it's a great way to just kind of look at what's out there. You see all the different options, all the different brands of hard drives and whatnot. And yeah, people definitely do that all the time. And it's funny because then they'll post on their Facebook page, like, oh, man, I went to your configurator, and, you know, I quickly built a PC that was $12,000. What's going on here? It's like, well, I mean, you did choose a $1,000 SSD, and you chose 4 of them, so that jumps up your price right there.
Now, we have a question from chat room. We said about 30 minutes, so we're around 35, 40 minutes, so we're going to start closing stuff up a little bit. But this is nice. I like talking to a CEO that actually knows about like the hardware and games and stuff. This is a very good experience for me. I'm loving this. Hecht wants to know, any idea how much a low end PC would cost that could still run most games like Battlefield 3 or Arkham without problems? Basically, he wants the Origin PC, but he wants to buy the cheapest Origin PC he can get.
So if I was going to go down that road myself, I would go with our Millennium desktop. So that's our lower end PC. It starts at around $1,000, and go with, like I said, a single 560 Ti video card. So if you went down, you know, that route, and then kind of filled in everything else with what your budget could afford, we have different processors. You definitely want to go with at least a quad core processor. So probably the cheapest quad core, 6 gigs of memory, and a 560. I'm not sure what that price of that PC would actually be, but that's where I'd start around there.
But isn't that kind of like getting like a, like you go to a Mercedes dealership and you're like, you know, I want the cheapest Mercedes you got just so I can have a Mercedes. Like, you don't want to do that. You want to get a nice, because you're going to end up spending more money. Is it true or not true? Like, you, if you like lowball it and in 6 months, you're going to end up spending more money because you're going to have to keep adding to it and adding to it because new stuff is going to come out. It's better to go big or go home.
I mean, there's arguments on both sides of that. So, yeah, it's always a better option, of course, to go, you know, all out when you can.
Well, you're going to say that, of course.
Go farther than that.
CEO.
But, it also is a great option to just get a good quality build that's going to last you a long time that you can upgrade piece by piece. So, you know, you don't have the money to invest everything all at once. You say, I'm going to invest $1,000 now or $1,500 now and get these name brand components that I know later can be upgraded. So then next year I can put in another $300 video card or $400 video card. And then the year after that I can add maybe an SSD. They're kind of spreading it out where you get the PC now and you don't have to save up and wait 2 years and then buy it later.
Okay. Do you guys do the NVIDIA 3D vision type stuff too? Or, I mean, do you get people that are looking for that? Or?
Yeah, we do 3D vision on our desktops. We also do it on our laptops. We also do the 3D vision surround where you have three monitors and they're all 3D. And 3D is really, it is an awesome experience. However, it's not in every single game. Is it going to work perfectly? That's the only thing I would say about it. So for games like Batman, Arkham City, it's amazing. Like, it looks drop-dead gorgeous and the 3D is just crazy. Batman's cape comes out of the screen and it's really awesome. But then you have other games that the 3D is just good, it's not great. So for those, it's kind of not even worth it. You know, you might as well just play that one in regular 2D. But for the games that are 3D vision rated, as what they say from NVIDIA, you go to NVIDIA's website and they tell you which ones are 3D vision rated. Those games are definitely worth the 3D experience.
Now, before we get out of here, I'm my day job, because unfortunately DevPix Live does not pay enough to support my extravagant lifestyle. I have to have a day job. My day job, I'm an IT guy where every once in a while I need to order a PC. And I know you're going to hate this, but basically I have to order Dell. I know you hate that. But but you guys do business PCs too. Tell us about the business PCs.
Yeah, we do. We do not only gaming PCs, which is our marketing push, is all for high-end gaming PCs. But we actually do sell a lot of PCs just to corporations, to the government. Those are people who are looking for high-end PCs for whatever their purpose is. You know, they might need to do some 3D modeling or do some satellite imagery. And they want a high-end system. They want name brand quality parts. They want support that they call us, and they'll get a human being on the phone. They're not calling another country. So, you know, these companies like to go to us because it's built in the U.S., supported in the U.S., and, you know, it's the best quality that they can find.
No, I'm gonna go to my boss and say, you know what, I need to do some satellite imagery. So we're gonna have to start ordering Origin PCs from now on. I think that'll probably be my last day at work, though. I'm kind of excited about this because I need a server. What do you guys like? What do you what makes the Origin business PC different from an Origin gaming PC? Is it just a video card, or is it other stuff too?
Well, yeah, at the end of the day, it's not that different because it's just a custom PC. You know, since we're not an assembly line, you know, we don't just say, oh, our gaming PCs are built this way and our other PCs are built this way. Everything is built, you know, as a custom PC. So the same team that would build a gaming PC, it would still build that business PC. It's the same guys that, you know, have the experience and know how to work with all the different hardware. The support is a little bit different in that we have our support, our sales team that knows gaming, and then we have our sales team that knows business. So, the support side is going to be a different group of people, but at the end of the day, it's still built in the U.S., support in the U.S., and it's pretty much the same experience.
My last question, I'm not sure Burr has another one, but my last question is, we haven't said anything about Linux or Apple gaming. What do you think about Linux and gaming on the Mac?
I haven't done, gaming on Linux myself, so I'm not too familiar with it. I do know that sometimes we have customers that request Linux. We don't install it here. However, we can ship out computers with no OS installed. So we have some customers that get the PCs from us and do it themselves. I have no idea what the gaming experience is like on a PC like that. I don't think the video card drivers are kept up to date as much. So I think I'd probably be lagging behind. Like, for example, NVIDIA just released, I think, last week or the week before, new profiles for Skyrim, for SLI, and they did that when Battlefield 3 came out. So NVIDIA and ATI and AMD, they do such a good job of keeping up with the latest games and making sure their graphics cards and drivers are ready on Windows. I'm not sure how they do that on Linux. And then on Apple, that's just a totally different experience. You get your iPhone and your iPad, and you have your casual gaming, and, we're fans of all sorts of gaming here. So we have, mobile phones that we game on. We have consoles at home that we game on. I was listening to your show before you called me. I'm also playing Uncharted 3. I'm playing Skyrim on my PC. I'm playing Uncharted 3 on my PlayStation. I'm looking at what games are, for sale on 99 cents on my phone today. So, we love everything out there. We're not one of those companies that's like, we're better than mobile phones and, don't play those. We kind of feel like it's kind of good for people to play mobile gaming and console gaming, because that kind of gets them hooked on gaming. And then when they realize, I want an even better experience, I want a better gaming experience, that's when they upgrade and they go to PC.
Best decision of your life, leaving Alienware and starting Origin, or any second thoughts or what?
Oh, no way. Best decision ever, definitely. Yeah. For loving it. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of stress. However, when we were at Alienware, we helped build that company, and that was a lot of work and a lot of stress as well. But now we're kind of doing it, and we control everything, and we see the difference that it makes. And we know that we did the right thing when we have customers that call us up and say, I bought this PC, and I saved up my money to buy it. I did my research. I found out about you guys, and, I just love this PC to death, and I play it every day, and that just makes us happy.
Burr, anything else before we... let Kevin go?
No, that's all.
Thank you very much for being. Is there anything that you want to let us know, Kevin? Tell us about Origin that maybe we didn't ask or didn't get to
before. Sure. Since you gave me the opportunity, I'll plug our Cyber Monday deal. We have only 3 hours and 45 minutes left. We're doing an incredible deal on our desktops. If you buy one of our desktops with a 580, we'll throw in a second 580 for free. That's like a $400 video card. So we're doing buy one, get one free 580, and then on our laptops we're doing quadruple your memory for free, and we're doing a free SSD upgrade. So we got some really cool sales.
That's crazy. A free 580 video card?
Wow. Yep, buy one 580, get one free. Even NVIDIA, even when we told NVIDIA, they were like, what? that's what you guys are doing? We're like, that's the best deal we've ever heard that anyone's ever done. So we went all out for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and we just want to get our name out there and let people know that, hey, we're here to build the best PCs and get as many customers as we can and make people happy.
And the website is originpc.com. Everybody go there right now. And even if you're listening to this on an archive and you missed the free 580 deal, you missed it. Still go there, because you will be blown away by what I hate to sound like. I sound like a commercial now. You'll be blown away by what you see. But really, I looked at the big O. I was like, is that real? What the hell? Is that a real thing you could buy? That's crazy.
Yeah, if you guys ever come down to Miami, Florida, we'll show you our facility, and you can see right here where we build the PCs, and you'll see it's definitely real, and it's a lot of fun. It is kind of, I don't want to sound like a commercial either, but it is crazy and mind-blowing. The amount of performance that you get in these PCs and the customization, it's like a work of art. So I'll shut up now because I don't want to sound like a commercial. But check out our website, like you said, and thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. OriginPC, OriginPC.com. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks. Take care. Thanks.
Okay. See ya.